Hello, everyone. This is Nataline coming to you from the moon. I'm here at Strawberry Moon Energetics. It's a little experimentation of the sacred donut. Let's begin with a blessing. God, Goddess, all that is, Pachamama, Antepasados, winged beings, all of our souls, counsel, our teachers, our guides, our angels. We call upon you today and we ask you to create sacred space. We ask to create a sacred space of energy around us here on the moon and all those who are listening. We ask to bring peace and harmony. Hello, everyone. This is Nataline Cruz coming to you on another episode of The Sacred Donut. I am here with my podcast crew, Teresa Tio Sanchez and Mariah Cruznano Menjivar. Almost forgot your name. And today we are going to give just a shout out real quick before we start to Linda Figueroa, or AKA Sissy. She's a longtime listener, a longtime community member. And I think that's the only shout out we have for today.
And we still have openings for our Egypt trip.
Yes, just a few. We're getting closer. And email us at strawberrymoonenergetics@gmail.com for more information.
Yes.
So today on the Sacred Donut, we are going to cover the topic of chisme, or as we say, gossip. In Spanish, we call it chisme. Anybody here like to gossip?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we have conversations here and there. And, you know, we talk sometimes about topics for the podcast and we let things unfold naturally. And, you know, gossip is one of those things that, you know, we like to kind of look at and thought about talking about today, because we pride ourselves at Strawberry Moon to walk with integrity and transparency, and to really be a community. We do our best to try to be a community where people feel safe and that they can, you know, feel like they're people here are trustworthy. And, but with that comes, you know, if you have family, if you have friends, if you've ever been to middle school, if you've come from a community of any type of, whether it's small town or country club living, there's always gossip in the mix, right? And some of us grew up in areas like we talk a lot. We tell you every time we have these conversations that we grew up in Southern Colorado, and that this was like what we did sometimes on a Saturday morning. You know, my aunts and my grandma would gather and have coffee and like, so what's going on in town, right? Tell us the stories, right? Have you all experienced that?
Yeah. My Italian grandma was very much about what's the gossip, what's the news in the neighborhood, or what's going on in the family kind of thing. Maybe because they didn't have reality TV, so that was their way of knowing the drama.
Right.
Yeah, we'd gather around my grandma's kitchen table in South Denver. I'm not from Southern Colorado. I'm from Denver.
You feel? I always forget. I always think she's from Pueblo.
Yeah. Anyway, just them sitting around and talking, and half in Spanish, half in English, and then all of a sudden this burst of laughter. It was like their entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'd sit around and you'd listen to it and you learn about people, and that's how I learned some of my Spanish words. And then on my mom's side of the family, same thing, only it was all in English. And then that's where we learned about politics. Yeah. It was really interesting, really interesting and fun. And they included all the kids.
Yeah. And, you know, us too, like I remember being a little girl and getting my half cup of coffee and getting to sit and listen. They didn't chase us and say like, this is adult conversation Mm-mm. only. And we were so into it, even if we didn't know who the people were.
Yeah, I get caught up in other people's lives that I didn't even know who they were. And then the next time I'd see grandma, I'd be like, so what happened with so-and-so?
Yeah, you don't even know who they are. And, you know, I feel that
that is normal, right? Gossip is a normal human behavior. I think, especially before reality TV, before the internet, it was even more so because it was the only connection that people could make that sort of, I feel, bonded people, right? Because what else do, you know, people sit around and talk about? They usually are talking about other people. Granted, again, we could talk about history or nature or whatever, but the thing that really, I think, was entertaining was gossip. So in our community, well, we recently just did a class in one of the classes at Strawberry Moon. We talked about pláticas, and a plática is a heart-to-heart conversation. And so, you know, I teach this class in an effort to help people be better listeners. And with it kind of comes this golden rule that which is said in a plática stays in a plática, right? It stays in a sacred container. So if I come to this table and I say, you know, plática, everyone knows that I'm saying, hey, I need to talk, but I need it to not leave this room. So in the healing modality of that which is a plática, is that you are able to take what is, you know, heavy on your chest, heavy on your mind, and speak it, speak your truth, speak your beliefs, your frustrations, and be heard without judgment, and maybe come to some kind of resolution. So outside of plática, gossip is the name of the game, right? Because when we talk outside of that sacred container, it leaves the door open for things that can become harmful. And so again, you know, we really want to keep this episode lighthearted and kind of funny because that's the vibe we were feeling when we think about our relatives when they sit down and have coffee and they're talking about everybody in town. And like, just because that was like the thing you did, that was like good memories for some of us. But in certain, you know, communities, even if we go back to junior high, gossip can be one of those things that can be very, very damaging, right? You can ruin someone's reputation with gossip. I do Yes. believe, though, that all gossip, all rumors have a root truth.
Yeah, there's always an underlying truth, I think.
Yes, which also can be an issue because maybe the truth is, you know, really hurtful or harmful. Like, let's say we hear like so-and-so's husband cheated on them. Well, that person probably isn't feeling so good about it, but we're like, you know, having fun talking about it.
Or what if they don't even know?
Or what if they don't even know?
And everybody else around, I've been in that situation.
I've been in that situation. Believe me.
Yeah. And so, you know, everybody's like gossiping behind their back and that poor person is out. They're like not knowing any different and doesn't even realize like their whole life is going to change or could change at any moment.
And then they're like posting on social media about how great their relationship is, their partner is, and then people. So, okay. So this is where I go, we made a conscious decision before we started this episode that like, what's the resolution? Like, how do we get people to stop gossiping? It's not going to happen. And what we would like to see, and again, this is not even like, you know, this isn't like a plea to stop gossiping. This is like how can we still be entertained and not be harmful? Like, how can you not? Well, no, let me back up. Like, should people be your source of entertainment?
No.
So if it's a source of entertainment, it's probably not good. Not good karma for you, probably harmful to them. But in the school of I have an issue with somebody or I need to process something, we need to be able to sit down and say, hey, friend to friend, I have some things to say. Now, the problem, I think, when we look at gossip from the perspective of like, okay, so there's the grandmas and the aunties that sit around the table drinking coffee, laughing, and we're listening and don't even know who these people are. So, but we have heard stories of like children repeating things.
Yeah. At the wrong time.
At the wrong time. Like, you know, well, my mom said you're a gold digger.
Yeah.
So it can be harmful in that way. So my rule is, if I can't, if I'm going to say something, I will usually make it clear that I will say this to them. So if you repeat it, I've already said it to them, or I have no problem saying it to them, right? Yes. But from the perspective of, like, have either of you been hurt with gossip?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And the problem with it, I think, is that it's not just, okay, so this is when I go, like, a lot of things are coming to my mind. Everybody's going to, like, I'm fully aware that people talk about me, good or bad or whatever. Like, you just need to know that people say, and not to say, you know, I think that sometimes we think people talk more than they do. Like, come on, like, we're not the, we're not the only thing they have to talk about. But I take it with a grain of salt. If someone says, oh, so-and-so said X, Y, and Z about you, I always go like, well, is it true? Yeah. How did they, but maybe if it's something that is like, so I had a recent, experience with somebody that I trusted a lot, and things started to get back to me about things they said, about me. So outside of our normal circles, people started to tell me this person was saying these things, you know, here and there. And it was very shocking to me. So not necessarily like gossip, like, oh, you know, did you know she blah, 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 but their opinions about certain things that they weren't saying to me. So that was hurtful because I felt deceived in the sense of like, why didn't you just tell me you felt that way? Like, then we could have a conversation about it, right?
Yeah.
But what do you think, like, what's been your worst experience? Is it that they, one, were talking about you? Because that's my point. People are going to talk. But is it that it's not true?
Yeah, it's probably, like, the lack of truth. And one of my most hurtful experiences was at work. And it was because I was new at my job and people didn't know me anyways. And then somebody said something about me that was, like, beyond what was even close to the truth. And then people looked at me differently. So then it was kind of like, but you don't even know me.
Yeah.
To make those judgments or to believe what this person said. They don't know me either.
Right. And so this is sort of like what I feel we need to look at in this idea, because, you know, there's like, okay, you know, people sitting around and bonding and laughing like, oh my God, did you hear about so-and-so the other night? And like, you know, they got so drunk and they like fell off the bar and like, okay. But the things that are said that are like harmful to your character, like, okay, if that was true, then that was true. Sorry, everybody's gossiping, but you did get drunk and fall off the bar. But if you're going to damage my reputation, if you're going to say things that aren't true, or you only know half of the story, you know, with the work I do, I've sat at tables where people start talking about somebody I've treated. And let's say it's like a divorce situation or, you know, oh yeah. And then, you know, they got divorced and then she got pregnant or whatever. And I know the full story. I mean, one, I have to remove myself from the conversation anyway, because that's my client, but also because I know the truth, but I don't have permission to say, and it's not my place, right? So I have to just remove myself. Like, but do you think we should defend people if someone is talking?
I have the tendency to be defensive anyways. So if you're talking about somebody I love, yeah.
Yeah. Then you're going to say,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Defend somebody.
Yeah. So like, sorry, that's my friend. Stop right there. Or, you know, if you're going to continue, just know that I'm going to tell on you. As soon as I leave here, I'm calling her and telling her that you said that. Or do you stick up and say, no, that's not true at all?
I've been in situations where things were being said and I had to be like, no, wait, that's not how it happened. Or you weren't even there. Why are you speaking on it?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. And so then, you know, I said this in class when we were talking about pláticas, is sometimes like it can start out a plática, but then it starts to get to gossip. So when, like, how do we know when it turns to chisme?
I feel like if it's, one, not about you, like if you're starting to say, and then so-and-so, because, you know, if you start veering off of your own stuff that you should be talking about, and if maybe you're saying things about these people in maybe a negative or harmful way, then it's not, how is it healing anybody in the conversation?
Right. Right. So in a plática, in a sacred conversation, it should feel like healing. It should feel like as I'm speaking this, I'm emptying, I'm taking this burden off of me, but then
if there's dialogue between the two of us, then it needs to be some kind of resolution. And that resolution can look like, maybe you need to go speak to this person, or maybe you need to let it go, or maybe you need to, like, you know, like what I always do is take you into, like, what is the original wound? Where did this,
yeah,
if they're betraying you or they hurt you, what's the original wound? So I think that, like, we can't avoid, you know, people irritate us, people frustrate us, people upset us. And so, or we're like surprised at people, or we need to have an understanding. Cause I think a lot of conversations start with help me. Like we were talking when Tio came in today about something. And it's like, please help me understand. You know, I'm feeling a certain way. I'm feeling upset about something. Help me understand what this is. Am I crazy? Right. What do I need to do to, like, I can't untie from this. So we can help somebody in that way. But when it gets to, like, judgments, like, yeah, and did you see what she was wearing?
She's mean because she always wears pink.
Is that you?
Yeah.
I didn't know pink was a mean color. That's why they call them the pink ladies.
Yeah. And the mean girls, they only wear pink on Wednesdays.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like a thing?
Yeah.
Where do you get this from? It's
from the movie. Oh. Mean
from Grease?
No,
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
Oh. I'm like, I've watched Grease and Grease 2 like 1,000 times. I never caught Wednesday in there anywhere. I didn't know that. I never watched it. See, I'm not a mean girl. I never wear pink hardly either. So, like, what are you feeling? What are you thinking?
Well, oftentimes when the gossip gets out, there's always a kernel of truth. There is a nugget of truth in it. But what happens is, if you just drill down to that nugget of truth, you're like, what? That's nothing.
Yeah, no.
And it just blows up into big story after story. You know, y'all know I recently got accused of doing sorcery, and I don't even know how to do that. I can barely spell it. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and so that's where, you know, how a small kernel of something can turn into something else, right?
Or even, like, if they take your own words and use it against
you.
That happened to me recently with a job interview. The girl doesn't like me as it is, and then turned around and reworded what I said about myself in the interview, because I was asked if somebody had, like, what's an initial impression somebody might have of you that's not true. And I was like, they think I'm mean. But if you really take your time to get to know me or ask me for help, I'm going to help you. And then she went and, like, started telling people, well, I heard she's mean. Well, have you ever dealt with her? She's really mean. Well, how are you going to use my own words on me?
Oh, my, like, God. And you've worked in that place 20 years?
Yeah. She did get corrected by somebody that's worked with me for a long time. Like, have you ever personally asked her for help?
Yeah, because you can't keep a job for 20 years if you're mean.
Yeah.
And not have more people being like, oh, we don't even need to. Oh, wow. Yeah. See? So how easy you can say something and somebody turns around. Oh, no. I laugh because I hear things all the time about, like, people will say, like, yeah, so nice to see you. I heard you've been out of the country. Yeah. So how was Lebanon? I heard that. And I'm like, I didn't go to Lebanon. Like, I was in Guatemala. Like, well, I heard you were, you know, like, they totally turn around what I've done. Or they'll see something on Facebook and read it wrong. So then if they say something to someone else, like, oh, yeah, I heard she was in Lebanon. No, one time I was standing there and I had a bag, a purse. It was a very, like, kind of a, you know, bohemian looking purse. And I was talking to somebody else and my cousin was standing there and another person, and the other person goes, man, I really like her bag. And she goes, oh, she got it in Peru. And I'm like, what? Where? And I'm talking to this other person and I'm thinking, where did they get that from? So then I turned around and said to her, I got it at Old Navy. Not from Peru. You just told, where did you get that from? So gossip also is assumptions, right?
Like, yeah.
Here's an assumption and I'm going to tell it as it's true. So it makes you, you know, I love that like telephone game or like planting a seed. I think there was an episode of Big Bang Theory where they like purposely Sheldon.
That was so funny.
Yeah, Sheldon and Amy Fowler planted like a seed of gossip and saw how fast it like
spread and morphed
in their group. It was so funny. So, you know, I would say if you've been a victim of gossip, which most of us have, you really have to kind of, you know, I say brush off the small stuff. Like people are going to talk. If you want to say I've been all these places, you go ahead and say whatever you want to say about me. But if it's when it's really those very hurtful things, like, you know, the things that harm us in a way, like relationships, like maybe you didn't know something and then the gossip comes around and that's something you weren't even aware of. Or like, what do we do in those situations? Like knowing, you know, like knowing if somebody's being cheated on, do you tell them? Like, these are those, like, mind your own business. This is where I go. Gossip is one of those things. Like, you mind your own business, or
I've really gotten to a place as I've gotten older of, like, I'm just minding my own business.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get caught up in it, and I don't want to. It's so hard because if you know that somebody's being hurt and they're not even realizing it, but you don't want to, you know, again, if I don't know the full story, I don't want to repeat anything.
No.
Because what if you're not getting it right?
No, because like, what if somebody, you see your best friend's husband out with another woman?
Well, I'd probably just beat him up myself. And then go to her and be like, your husband came home with a black guy because.
But what if like you make an assumption and maybe he's like,
it was his sister.
It's a ring designer or something. He's like doing an anniversary or like, do you approach him? Do you say like, what's going on here? Or do you like,
I'd probably at least say hi and let it be known that I saw you.
Yeah.
And see what his reaction is.
Yeah. And then if he's like, come here, you know, I want to show you the ring I'm making. Yeah. You could. Yeah. 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 So gossip, you know, I think is, I mean, let's face it. Let's be honest. This is why we can't tell people not to gossip, because it's a human behavior and it is very attractive. People like good chisme. You know, our grandma, Mariah and I's grandma, we would like sit down when we come in the door and everybody chats. And then my grandpa at some point goes, okay, I'm going back to doing what I'm doing. Like, I've had enough of this. And then she would say, so tell me what's going on. Like, tell me what's going on in town. Tell me what's really going on in your life, right? She'd want to know like the deep stuff. So like it's, but again, it's, do we say I have one person I totally trust and that's the only person I talk to? But then this is what I was thinking earlier is that, let's face it. Do you often tell your spouse things that maybe you shouldn't?
Oh, I'm sure.
Or your other bestie, like if one bestie tells you something, do you turn around and say, oh my God, don't say, but I mean, really, this is like, we have aunties that are like close to us. Like how easy is it to like tell one about the other about, we do that all the time, right?
Yeah.
So what's appropriate? What's okay?
That's tough.
That is tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I for a long time have tried not to gossip, because there's been situations where I might have repeated something, and as soon as it came out of my mouth, I'm like, oh,
why did I say that?
Dang it. Like, what if I hurt somebody's feelings because I said that, or oh, I should have repeated that, or
right.
And so I just don't like the feeling I get inside. Yeah. So I try not to repeat that. Plus, I'm also, you know, I don't trust very many people with my secrets as it is. So I'm very careful of what I repeat if somebody talks to me in confidence or. But it is hard because sometimes you just want to talk, but you have to really be careful. Like,
yeah, you want to, like for me, I want to engage in the conversation and be part of it. Because I get accused of not talking.
Right.
A lot. I'm quiet. So I want to engage in it. And then all of a sudden I'll say something like, oh, shit.
I should have said that. Yeah. Well, and I'm one of those, like, I don't care if you talk about me until, like, remember for the ceremony, we found this location and I didn't want Mer to show anybody the pictures because I also like to keep things to myself until we pull it off or until, you know, I'm always sort of, if I tell you I'm doing something, it's only to hold myself accountable. If I say, like, I'm writing a book, that means I'm actually working on it. If I'm locked down, it's because one, it could change. Two, it could, you know, even with retreats and things like that, I don't like to give a whole lot of details because I like to have flexibility. I like to have things can change. I also like people to be spontaneous and just come along and see what unfolds. But also because, you know, we give out so much information, there's no surprise. But that doesn't mean, so for me, like, because I think, like, do I have secrets that I really don't anymore? No, I don't have any secrets. I held a big secret for a very long time, and it wasn't even my secret.
Yeah.
I held it for somebody else that was, like, I lied to my own family, right? Because it was something I couldn't repeat, or that wasn't time to repeat. And I promised myself I wouldn't do that again. And I also want to live, I don't want any surprises. So I try to be as transparent as possible so that no one can ever just come back and say, like, oh, look, you know, but so if you do gossip about me, I don't take it too personal because it is what it is. Like, that's your own stories, whatever. And some of it may be true. Some of it may not. You know, maybe it was half truth. Like, I was traveling, but I wasn't in Lebanon.
I didn't get my bag in Peru.
I was in Texas or something. So, but I think that when... The best way, in my experience, to gauge, you know, especially with the work I do, I have to be so careful what comes out of my mouth because, one, I can hurt people very easily. Two, they trust me. People tell me things. I mean, you want to talk about, like, lockdown. I have some things locked down. And I would never... When people trust me that much, there's no freaking way I'll ever say anything. But I'll tell you this, what I know for sure. When, as Mariah was saying, when you're talking and you start to feel a certain way, then you know you've crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to feel bad, or let's say you're mad at that person, so you intentionally do it. You're like, I'm mad at them anyway, so let me tell. Like, how many times do you hear best friends splitting up and then all the secrets are out? To me, that is like the lowest of the low.
That is low. I would never do that.
Yeah. And I've had, you know, a couple of good friends, like really close best friends that we've had, you know, difficulties or whatever. And, you know, apart for even a year, I have one friend that we didn't talk for a whole year. I never said anything and neither did she, like what was between us. And I think we always knew at some point we would return to being that good of friends. But I feel like those are like when you have that tight of a relationship, that person that you told everything to, same with relationships, like your intimate relationships, those you should not gossip about after because first of all, like you participated in relationships in your most vulnerability, right?
Yeah. Well, and even during the relationship, it amazes me sometimes, like even on social media, people put like all their like marriage business out there or like, you know, how worthless their spouse is or whatever. And then like 2 days later, they're all happy. And I'm like, no way. Like,
No, there's gotta be like a sacredness in your relationships, right?
Plus then, you know, we know from younger relationships, like if you go badmouth your spouse to your family,
then they don't like
them. Yeah. And then they're going to treat them differently or talk shit. And like, especially your personal relationship, you should definitely be quiet.
Yeah. So I think that like, okay, so gossip is a human, natural human drama-ish thing, right? It's part of the human drama.
It's a way to connect to others.
It is a way to connect to others. It's a bonding. Mm-hmm. And you see it when it happens. People start to bond. Like the Mean Girls kind of idea. Like, well, let's be friends now because, well, she dumped me and she dumped you. Well, we'll be friends now. We'll be against her. Because remember, this brings me back to like how I teach about the brain being in opposition. So if we go together against them, then we bond in a whole new way. But it's not necessarily a healthy bond. Mm-mm. And then you always got to take into account, especially when you come across that one friend. I learned this at a young age. When I watched somebody, you know, talk, we were in a group setting, and every time somebody from the group got up and walked away, this one particular person had something to say about every single person. And I was like, oh, wow, this told me. And I was young. I was like, oh, well, this tells me like that person is not trustworthy because they had a gossipy something after every single person. So if they're going to talk about them, they're going to talk about me, right? So we know this is, but I think that from a moral, like, should we say, okay, there's like the general chisme, like, oh yeah, did you hear so-and-so is going to have a baby? Or did you hear so-and-so got divorced? Like that. To me, it's like, if that's factual, I mean, what are they going to get mad? Did you get a divorce? Yes. Okay. Like that's what, when people come in and say like, they were gossiping about me. What'd they say? Well, they said me and my husband split up. Did you? Well, yes. Well, then is that really gossip or is that fact? Well, they don't know the whole truth. No, but they know you got divorced, right? So let it, no sweat off your back. It's true. Like people are going to talk. But I think that where we should really try to be better at is like, don't talk about people that you once truly loved, had a close relationship. Like don't give the deep secrets away. Have some tact because you know it doesn't feel good, even if you're not friends with them anymore, because you also know like, man, when we had that conversation, we were like peas and carrots. You know what I mean? Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah. But it also makes me question. So then like, how do you vent and it not be gossip?
It's gotta be, it has to have a, here's my problem. What's the solution?
Yeah, it also has to be in a sacred space. It has to be a plática.
Yeah, you have to say, like, you've got to give it some sort of, hey, I'm really struggling with this issue. Even if you don't say plática, if you say, I'm really struggling with this issue. I need a friend. I need an ear. I'm going to vent. This is what I feel, right? Not that she did or they did. This is what I feel. And I need resolution. So maybe it's then the person on the other end person on the other end should not, to avoid gossip, then put, oh yeah, they're known to be X, Y, and Z. The person on the other end needs to be in the resolution. Like, okay, how do we make you feel better? How do we resolve this? What can you work on? What do you need? Maybe you need to talk to them. Like I always encourage, maybe you need to have a conversation with them. Maybe have a conversation, maybe come to some sort of, you know, agreement. If it's that hurtful, maybe you need to say like, you know, hey, you hurt my feelings. That wasn't true. If you feel, but I'm in the school of like, if you don't have anything to defend, you don't have anything to defend. So you don't need to go around making sure people don't talk about you because that's impossible. But I think from a, if somebody, especially with me, says, you know, I have these things to say, then I know like I have to be the person that it stops here and we have to resolve it in some way. And then what they do with it after, I don't know, because I often get people, the same people coming in complaining about each other. And I have to be very objective, and be very careful not to be like, oh yeah, you're not the first person to tell me this. I will sometimes ask questions because I also want to know, you know, if I'm hearing something from three different people, then there's some truth to it. Maybe. Or these three people all have the same exact wounds and are having the same exact experience, which is probably not true. So to answer your question, if it's one, check in on how you feel during the conversation. If it feels icky, then you're probably, or if it feels, yeah, I don't like her too, or them too, then we know that it's turning into gossip.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that because, like, if someone's venting to me and then it triggers me or gets a charge of me, then I should probably end the conversation.
Yes. Correct? Yeah. Or you have to, like, really be like, yeah, that they did that to me too. And so if you come back with, oh, yeah, they did that shit to me too, then that's gossip. But you can say, yes, I had the same experience and this is how I resolved it. Then it's not gossip.
And definitely don't go repeat it to other people.
Yes.
Like, and then, did you know so-and-so had the same issue that I had?
Yeah, because then it turns into... So, like, we had a class the other night where we did a plática and somebody sat in front of the class and had a very vulnerable... And I said during the class, this is sacred. Don't leave here and go talk about your judgments, your opinions, or whatever, because that takes away from what this person needs. Or then be mad. Because the other thing you have to do is not be mad. Like, if someone says plática and they tell you what this person did, it can skew the way you feel about that person. Because you can go, man, if you're mean to her, I need to watch. And maybe they only have an issue with her for their own reason.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not really a bad, mean person or whatever, right? So it's always about feeling that inner integrity. Okay, so this is that back to that inner integrity we talked about before. If you're in the middle and you start to feel that icky and you keep going because you're getting something out of this conversation, you're like, yep, yep, you're validating. Yep, I'm pissed at her too. Yep, I feel good about this, but I really don't feel good, but I'm going to be on. My inner integrity is this is gossip. Then you, because the karma of gossip, guess what the karma of gossip is?
People are going to gossip about you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The karma of gossip is people. If you start talking negatively about other people, they will talk about you. So that's why, like, you could literally, like, there's, what do I want to call them? I don't want to say spell, but there is a belief that if you take, like, the tongue of an animal and, you know, like, you can buy, like, a cow's tongue at a butcher's. Okay, I'm getting a little witchy-poo here, but this is something. Now, I'm not saying to do this. This is what I'm saying is a belief. You sprinkle it with, like, herbs and sweet stuff. It's to then people will speak sweetly about you.
Okay.
But you don't need to do that if you're not talking smack about everybody else.
Yeah, that kind of makes me think of Pee-wee when he would say, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you. So,
I don't know why that's the same, but okay.
Because I'm thinking, like, I'm not, don't say bad things, it's just gonna come back at you.
Right. So reverse thinking. Yes, don't say it, because it does. People literally will feel like anytime I've heard someone just out of the blue talk about me, I'm like, Did I say something about them? Because that's where it comes from. Who knows who starts what first? But if you don't want people talking about you, don't talk about them.
That makes sense. My other biggest thing is, like, because I come here and we have a different mentality on that, you know, in the karma and all that out there in the other world, like in my work world and stuff, those people don't quite understand that. And so it's hard, like, sometimes I have a hard time, like, how do you not have that integrity? How do you not have that own respect for yourself to not be talking stuff about everybody?
Well, because don't you, you know, I had a shaman tell me once, you know, if you didn't do the work you do in the way you do, if you would have been like working in a cubicle, people would have been coming to you anyway. And isn't that kind of what happens to you? You're just like working and you're just opening mail.
I'm just opening mail all day long. No, but people do just end up in my visitor chair in my office. And like, I had an attorney the other day come in there and cry. And I was like, okay. And then when she was done, she's like, I'm so sorry, I don't know why I came in here. And I was like, yeah, that happens often. I don't know.
So then when they come in and often have to vent about other coworkers and stuff, you're the person that then can make the decision, this is a plática or this is gossip.
Yeah.
How you handle it is going to determine, because people need an ear. And people want bonding and people want to be able to say something. So you can easily go like, I'm sorry that that happened to you. I'm sorry that you feel that way, because you don't know what the other person did. Because if you say, I'm sorry she did that to you, you're agreeing that that person did something. When you can say, I'm sorry that that happened to you, how can I help? And then figure out how to reroute them in some way, give them some, so just vent. Sometimes we just need to vent. I just need to get this off my chest so that I can go back and deal with this person, right? But if you then close the door and go, well, let me tell you what the truth is about them, right? That's when you go into your karma. And remember, our goal is to not create any more karma in our life, because we're trying to, like, not have to be stuck here on the karmic wheel. Not stuck here, but on the karmic wheel. So if you want less karma, less negative karma in your life, then keep your opinions to yourself. chisme is a delicate walk. So I, so, you know, I come from, you know, small town, and I come from nosy people. Like, not so much my mom. My mom's not really not. My husband's a little bit. He's always asking me, did you see the neighbors got a new car? No, I don't care that the neighbors got a new car. So those kind of people often are the ones that will, like, ask me, did you hear about it? Did you? No, I didn't. Or I don't know. I say I don't know a lot, because that just then takes you out of the running to gossip, yeah, right? Because I really don't know. Or I've only heard, but I'm not going to repeat what I've heard because I don't know if it's true. So is this helping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, what were we trying to help?
Well, that was kind of our intention, right? Was to not be, because, you know, we're not trying to get you to stop. We want everybody. My intention always is that you're free. You feel free to be who you are. But if you would like to change your karma, changing the way you speak about other people can help that. Watch your gossip. Keep your venting to very trustworthy people, sacred people, people that you know aren't going to repeat it, that you hope aren't going to repeat it. But, you know, I see too, like, people repeat stuff to their spouses. Things get, can come back around when you're like, okay, I can't, I promised her I wouldn't tell anybody, but I'm going to tell my husband. That happens a lot.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And the husbands don't always, partners don't always keep their mouth closed.
Then they go talk to their friends and they're like, did you know my wife's friend? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So then what is our intention then? Saying just careful, speak impeccably.
Right. Speak impeccably.
Yeah.
And in speaking impeccably, you have to speak slowly, not just... Let's just let it all come out, because I know that when I find myself and I'm engaging in conversation and all of a sudden I stop and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. It's because I'm not thinking about what I'm saying.
Right. Right. Yeah. You're in, like you said, I want to be part of the conversation. I want to be part of the, because again, it goes back to like community, right? Feeling bonded with people.
And fitting in.
Fitting in. But fitting in, if you have to change, if you feel yucky fitting in, then you're not with the right people.
Yep. When I don't fit in, I know you ain't my peeps.
Yeah. Right. Because you shouldn't have to change who you are to fit in, to not be lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't let gossip be the thing that, like, because then you're going to be the one that everybody's mad at.
One, I wouldn't want to be connected to people only because I can gossip with them. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to be like, oh yeah, we're good friends because we can sit around and talk stuff about people.
Yeah. No. Because that's not what good friends are.
No, because like the people I enjoy spending the most time with, we don't even talk about other people. It's because we're like, doing our woo-woo stuff and like,
yeah,
just enjoying being in each other's presence. I don't need to talk about what anybody else did to me in the last whatever since I saw her or whatever.
No, and that's what I was saying earlier about like people. I like when people are really relaxed around me and just themselves, because sometimes they're not. And I get the most enjoyment out of people when they're just being themselves. And I don't feel like I have to carry a conversation. I don't want to analyze. I don't want to... Excuse me. I don't want to be the one holding, you know, I talk a lot in my day. So I like to be able to be with people that I can sit and just shut up and let them talk. Believe it or not, I do like to be quiet. My family would say otherwise, but I do. Sometimes I just don't want, I want to be in a room and I want to observe and I want to enjoy, but I don't want to say anything. But sometimes people are you okay? Because you're not saying, yes, I'm actually really relaxed and enjoying myself because I don't have to be carrying the conversation. Be yourself. And so the more I can be myself, the more I know these are my peeps.
Right? Yeah.
If I feel like I have to make you feel comfortable, then you're probably not going to last long with me because you're going to feel neglected. At some point,
exactly.
Right? So, okay. So gossip is natural. However, if you would like good karma in your life, it's always best to check in. How does this conversation feel? If it feels icky, and or what's that word I'm looking for when we're like getting like revengeful? It's that like, yeah, she's that kind of thing. Then we know that it's gossip. if we are walking in a spiritual, high conscious, consciously aware, then we slow down, we speak with impeccability, and we think twice about what's going to come out of our mouth. Mm-hmm. Right? Because we're like, I'm not trying to fit in. I don't need to feel the empty. If it's quiet, I don't need to feel it. Like, did you know that so-and-so? You could just be. And then if other people say, did you know so-and-so? You go, no, I didn't know that. Oh, that's, you know, that's too bad. Like if people say, did you know blah, 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 I'll say, oh, that's too bad for them. And then I try to change the subject, right? So I think we could easily avoid getting ourselves into trouble, because if you've ever really gotten caught up in gossip, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble and lose friends and lose trust. And we might feel, you know, most of the world doesn't trust each other. So be the people that maybe other people can.
Yeah, because I feel like those are far and few between the trustworthy ones. I would also say don't take everything so personal.
Yeah.
Like even if they're talking about you.
Yeah.
What's the saying? You're not famous until you're hated. Like you got to have haters. Right. Then you know you've made it.
Yeah. That's what I've heard a couple times. Teal said that to me once. Oh, yeah. If you got some haters, you know you're doing good.
Yeah. So don't take everything so personal.
No. Like I said, I laugh when I hear things that I did or didn't do. I'm like, I didn't know I went to Lebanon last week. Good to know. No wonder I'm missing time. Just kidding. So, okay, good. Yeah. Anything else?
Well, it's been going through my mind this funny story. When I was a kid, with my grandma Sanchez and my mom were sitting around gossiping about the Sanchez family next door. Their teenage daughter got pregnant and had her baby. And my grandma was really, really concerned. And my grandma's second language is English, and she taught it to herself. Her first language was Spanish.
Yeah.
And she was an elder, and her hearing was not the greatest. And she's talking to my mom. My mom's listening. She goes, I don't understand kids these days. She named her little girl Hiding in a Cone. And my mom's like, what? Hiding in a Cone. And my mom's, so she walked over there and she's like, she wanted to go meet the baby. And the baby's name is Heidi Nicole.
Heidi Nicole.
Hiding in a Cone.
Yeah, so see how gossip can, like, even the most innocent things can be.
Mom's like, what the hell?
Yeah, that happens a lot. Like how people can say something that's misinterpreted and then repeat it, and then down the road it's like not even close. Hiding in a Cone.
Hiding in a Cone.
Oh, in a cone. That's funny. Yeah, so be impeccable with your word. Fact check. And what else?
And be that trustworthy person for somebody.
Yeah, and you know, put yourself in the person's shoes that you're talking, even if you don't like them. I always pay attention to like the most innocent face in the room. When a conversation starts to turn, I look at that person, and if their face changes, then I know the conversation is no longer sacred, high elevated. And I've had to have some hard conversations, with people that are still friends with someone that maybe, there's a conflict with or something. And it's like, you know, so it's that fine line between like getting some information maybe, but trying not to, and them even saying like, you know, I have some information, but I probably shouldn't be saying it, but I think it would be beneficial. Like it's a fine line, right? How we move and not harm. So do no harm. Like if you could just live, I saw a post that was like something about living in a way like with no laws or this and that. And they said the law literally would be do no harm, and like how we wouldn't need anything else. If everybody sort of lived by that belief. And so think about like, if you're talking about somebody, especially when it's really trashy talk and really like, even when I see memes that are mean, I get a little bit like, you know, that might be a funny joke to you, but that is a person. Somebody took that picture and then posted on. So now they're like viral for the wrong reasons. Yeah. Like I feel bad for them. Right. And so we should really think about like, what if that was ourself? What if that was your kid, your loved one that somebody was talking about? Like, I think we even get more upset when people talk about our loved ones more than ourselves. Oh yeah,
I probably do. Plus I always think too, like people can be so harmful to themselves with their own thoughts and their own words to themselves. And then you're over here gossiping and saying mean things about them to put add to that. You know what I mean? And then they hear it.
Yep.
And they already feel shitty anyways. And then you're adding to that.
And then what if they harm themselves?
Yeah.
What if you're the last negative thing they heard? What if they really respected you and then they heard that you were talking about them? Even if it was, because again, it could be out of context. You could have maybe not said something so bad, but someone else added to it, but you were part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. So the minute the conversation looks sketchy, remove yourself or be the one to change the subject. Say, hey, did you guys watch that really funny show? Or the not funny show, the movie we were talking about the other night? Mariah was like, please shut up already.
Please don't talk about it ever again.
If you want to know what movie we're talking about,
no,
the movie Inside. I think it's the best movie ever. From a very high conscious understanding, but everyone hates it, but they don't get it. That's why.
I think you would like the movie Look Into the Fire.
Really?
Yeah. It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to watch it. Yeah, because I didn't like everything. What is that? Everything, Everywhere, whatever.
All at Once or whatever. Yeah.
I did not like that. And people were so surprised. And I'm like, I get the whole concept. I didn't like the way they did it. I love the concept. But inside, I loved everything about it. But most people don't like it. Anyway. Okay. Anything else? I think that covers.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Yeah.
I think even if everybody who listens just take away, like, think before you speak.
Think before you speak.
Yeah.
If you just take that.
If you just take the four agreements.
Yeah.
Before always. You speak. Okay. Don't make assumptions. Speak impeccably. Don't take it personally. And don't beat yourself up because you're doing your best.
Yeah. Do your best because mm-hmm. then you don't have to beat yourself up. Mm-hmm. Right. And so if I'm sitting at a conversation and my best was change the subject, walk away, not participate. And then it gets back to the person. I can honestly say I wasn't part of that conversation. Right. I'm doing no harm. I'm speaking. Or that's my friend. I'm going to remove myself. Right. Or if I repeat something, I say I have permission to repeat this because sometimes I do repeat stuff, but people have given me permission. So, yes, I think that's good.
Yep.
All right. Well, short and sweet today. I hope you all are having a no. felt short to read. I hope you all are having a wonderful, blissful experience on planet Earth. Let's do a short blessing prayer and remind ourselves. Let's just do it and we'll. Okay, take a nice deep breath. God, Goddess, all that is, Pachamama, Antepasados, winged beings, all of our souls, counsel, our teachers, our guides, our angels. We call upon you today and we ask that you circle around us, that you create sacred space around each and every person listening. Today I ask for deep, profound healing for all who have ever been gossiped about, spoke ill about. I ask to cleanse their energy, their wounds, their heart, from ever being misspoke about, misrepresented. I ask that you help them to let go of any anger, frustration, or ill feelings towards those who have spoke badly about them. I ask today that we all forgive all of the gossipers out there. I ask today that we forgive ourselves for gossiping. I ask today that we really take to heart that we are human having this experience and we are here to learn. So today I ask that you let go of any regrets, any things that you may have spoke out of turn. And I ask that you send the people that you have spoke ill about. You send them blessings. You send them healing. I ask today that a light of gold and white purification wash over you. Wash over and wash through you. I ask today that we remember we are all one. We are all related, all connected, and that we must take care of each other. Try our best to be patient, to walk in a sacred way, and to only speak good things into reality, into existence. So I ask that from now on, when you wish, when you are about to speak ill of another, that you take your time and think about what you're going to say. That you be impeccable with your word, and that you speak things of blessings and love and profound creation, all things that will better the world. And you take a moment to send love and light to those that you want to speak ill of. To remind ourselves that we are human, but that we are waking up and every day intending and trying to be more and more impeccable, disciplined, awakened, and at ease. And let's have another reminder to take life less serious, to not take things personal, and to know that you are loved. Pantio Shaha, Pantio Shakwa, Pantio Shana, Ometeo. So it is. Amen.
Pantio Shaha, Pantio Shakwa, Ometeo. Amen. So it is. I will leave you in this quiet state. May you have a blessed day, week, month, until we meet again.